The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to William Hill's Greyhound Podcast. My name is Jack Critchley and I'm delighted to be joined by Jonathan Kay. How are you?
I'm in great form, Jack. Third round of the William Hill Derby. It's the first night of the competition where every Greyhound runs on the same night. It's regarded as one of the real nights of the Greyhound year and I can't wait for it.
Absolutely, and all races live on Sky as well.
Absolutely. Action switches to Sky. Also, of course, live in the betting shops on SIS. So every chance to watch the races and see what happens.
No excuse for missing the coverage.
None whatsoever. And would you ever need an excuse to miss the greatest greyhound competition in the world?
None of this parties or weddings or any of that lot. No excuses.
Important stuff first. Get the Greyhound Derby done and then other stuff afterwards.
Absolutely, that's the way it should be. And we're going to have a quick look. I know it's a long time ago, Jonathan, and I don't wish to stretch your grey matter too much, but if we could have a quick recap of what happened in the second round for anyone who missed it.
Well, there were some fantastic performances, both in victory and defeat, actually. For instance, the William Hill RPG TV performance of the round was jointly won by the Paul Hennessy Greyhounds, JT Dutch and JT Jet, who both managed to come through in brilliant circumstances, having looked in all sorts of trouble. JT Dutch actually won his heat, and JT Jet, who looked out of the competition, forced a dead heat for third, which did look as though he was going to have a run-off, but a non-runner meant that he went safely through. And then you had Ballymacmat, last year's Irish Derby champion. He did the fastest time of the competition to date, 28.05, really ticking over nicely it is at the moment.
Excellent. So that's what happened in the second round. All eyes now on the third round, and we start at 7.11. Let's have a look at heat one then. It is going off underway at 7.11, as I said. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, a greyhound of Tiptownsea Post, Ballymacbrogan, goes from trap five. Now, he's yet to win in the event, but he's run two terrific races as Seamus Carhill's dog. He stumbled in the first round when beaten by Viking Jack, and then he made Eden the Kid, the anti-post favourite, pull out all the stops in the second round. If he keeps trapping like he has been, I think he'll take the world of beating here. He can get inside trap six, Old Joe Golden, at the first bend, and then power clear along the back straight. Blue Cafoo in trap one has a brilliant early pace, but will steer a middle course. But I do think that the Irish Raider can claim a qualifying position for Tuesday's quarter-finals. I'm going to go for 5, Ballymacbrogan, to beat 6, Old Joe Golden, and 1, Blue Cafoo.
OK, Ballymacbrogan 5-4 in heat number 1. That's Jonathan's selections in the 7-11. We move on to heat number 2. You don't have to wait long for that. It gets underway at 7:26. And JT Dutch, the favourite here.
Yeah, and he ran ever so well to qualify to win, in fact, in the second round, and he's 2 from 2 in the competition. But I'm worried about his draw here, because Drupi's Turin in trap 2 will definitely go to the rail straight away. This could set the race up for trap 3, Drupi's Latina, trained by Robert Gleeson in Ireland, a winner in the first round, and he ran ever so well behind Ballymacmat in the second. I think he can go around close to the action and open up along the back straight. Don't rule out a big run here from trap 4, Bocco's Balassi. Graham Boxer's dog, not too badly drawn in four because he's got the early pace to be up there from the outset. JT Dutch might have his early travails, but I fancy him to come through and qualify. I'm going to go for 3, Drupi's Latina, to beat 4, Bocco's Balassi, and 1, JT Dutch.
Okay, 3, 4, and 1 for Jonathan in the 7:26. Let's have a quick look at the 7:43 then. This is heat number 3. What do we make of this?
Well, there's a greyhound here, Bubbly Turbo, that I was in danger of falling over a cliff, but I managed to stick with him in the second round, and he did the business at 8-1. I'm not going to desert him now. Now, I'm not going to try and tell anyone that he's the most talented greyhound in this field, but he's probably got the best early, and if he gets to the first bend in front in what's a very speedy race here, he might just get the run of the race with a bit of trouble in behind. Track 1, Ballymacmat, the Irish Derby champion, very nearly landed the Scottish Derby as well. He's all class, but he could just be vulnerable to dog's cutting across him at the first bend unless he gets away to a flyer. He can be taken on at the price. Lenton Sanchez in four is two from two in the event, as is Ballymat Matt. And I think he'll qualify, but he might have to work hard to do so. I'm going for trap five, Bubbly Turbo, to spring a little bit of a surprise, to beat one, Ballymat Matt, and four, Lenton Sanchez.
OK, 5-4 and 1, the selections there. Heat number 4 gets underway at 7.59, and there's a short price favourite in this one.
There is, Southfield Jock, 2 from 2 in the event for Seamus Cahill, and if he continues to trap like he has been, he'll make it 3 from 3. But a look at his career record does show you that he can be hit and miss at the start, and this isn't a good time to have a miss on your CV. It's not the most competitive of heats, this, and that's why I think Hold'em Chico, the obvious danger, is actually overpriced. Carol Weatherall's dog will move middle from trap one, but he's an Olympic champion. He's got some real good form on his race card, and I think he's definitely value to beat the favourite, trap three, Southfield Jock. Of the others, On Alert has got plenty of strength from the second bend, and he can come through to claim that vital third qualifying position. I'm going for trap one, Hold'em Chico, to beat three, Southfield Jock, and four, On Alert.
OK, 1, 3, and 4 in heat number 4. Heat number 5, then. Again, we're going to have a quick look at this one, and the favourite is JT Jett.
JT Jett, yeah, and as I said earlier, he ran an incredible race just to qualify from the second round, but he could be vulnerable to trouble again here. He's not driving the bends particularly hard, and Imperial Express is not a great dog for him to be drawn outside. Domino Storm, the leading bitch in the competition, she's also got a tricky draw with Kentish Duke in three, looking to cut to the rails. This all points to a great draw, a great makeup here for Stay Loose in trap four, trained by Derby King Charlie Lister, who's bidding for an unprecedented 8th win in the competition. He made Droopy's Roddick work hard for victory in the second round and ran well against Eden the Kid in the first. He looks the value here. I'm going for 4 Stay Loose to beat 2 Domino Storm and 6 JT Jets.
OK, 4, 2 and 6 in heat number 5. 3 more to go. We'll take a look at heat number 6 next. What do you think of this one?
Higher Butt in one is probably the speediest dog in the competition. Missed the break completely in the second round, but still led at the first bend. But I think he might be vulnerable late on here, and the greyhound I strongly fancy is trap three, Peregrine Falcon. Trained by Pat Curtin in Ireland, he's very unlucky not to be 2 from 2 in the event, having been chopped for room when challenging Clondotti Alex at the third bend in the second round. I think he can go on the tail of Higher Butt here and power home late on. Crossfield Molly in 6 has got a decent draw as long as she out-traps Lenton Santi in 5, which she managed to do in the second round. I think she can claim 3rd ahead of Shane Boy Freddy, who's got little margin for error. I'm going for trap 3, Peregrine Falcon, to beat 1 Higher Butt and 6 Crossfield Molly.
OK, 3, 1 and 6 in heat number 6. Heat number 7, we have another short price favourite in this one.
The Kid here, the anti-post favourite, into the big clash of the round. He goes from 4 and Droopy's Roddick in 2. You've also got You Never Listen, a leading bitch in trap 1. But I'm going to go off the wall here. I'm going to suggest Be Up Front from trap 5 at a huge price. The reason for that is that he's run well both times in the competition so far, just beaten 3/4 of a length by You Never Listen last time. And with Eden the Kid looking for the inside, he could just have a brilliant draw. Put it this way, he's definitely overpriced. Trap record holder Eden the Kid, 3rd in the Derby final last year, is very, very strong and will surely be there or thereabouts with anything like a clear, while Droopy's Roddick is just ticking over nicely. He's got a tough draw here, but I think he can come through it. I'm going for 5, Be Up Front, a bit of a shocker, to beat 4, Eden the Kid, and 2, Droopy's Roddick.
5, 4, and 2 in heat number 7 for Jonathan. Before we have a quick look at the Greyhound Derby prices, we're going to have the final heat, which is heat number 8, and it gets underway at 9.08.
Probably a candidate for best drawn dog of the night here, Boyneside Fun in 6. But he's been priced accordingly. Everything in the on his inside is looking to go to the rails, but I don't think there's any value in him. And with Lenson Rocky in 1 looking to move off, I'm going to suggest here that trap 3, Clondotti Alex, for champion trainer Mark Wallace, is worth an interest. He's one of those great greyhounds who make the most of their ability, and he tends to win races that maybe he's not quite entitled to on form. Lenson Rocky, very progressive, only a pup, but coming to hand at a rate of knots. I make him the main threat ahead of Boyneside Fun. I'm going for 3 Clondotti Alex to beat 1 Lenson Rocky and 6 Boyneside Fun.
OK, 3, 1 and 6 in heat number 8, the final heat on Saturday night. If you want to have a look at all of Jonathan's selections, this podcast will be obviously available to whiz back through and check, and we'll have a quick recap towards the end. But let's have a look at the Greyhound Derby prices. You've already mentioned him here, Jonathan. Eden the Kid leads the way from Ballymacmat.
Yeah, Eden the Kid, I think the bookmakers and the layers, the odds compilers, are very aware that he's going to be incredibly hard to knock out. He made the final last year. He made the Scottish Derby final this year. He's proven at the very top level. I don't think there's great value in him at the moment, but that could change as the competition progresses. Ballymacmat deservedly second in after really going forward in the second round. But looking at the prices a little bit further down, a greyhound does catch my eye. He's got a proven pedigree, having reached the Irish Derby final, Peregrine Falcon. I think he's coming to hand, and he could be another dog that's tough to knock out. So his odds, for me, maybe a bit generous.
OK, one to watch there. A bit further down the betting, Peregrine Falcon, 25-1 at the moment in the William Hill Greyhound Derby prices, which you can find in the Greyhound tab of the William Hill website. Jonathan, are we in a position to have a quick recap on all of your selections very quickly?
Yeah, we certainly can. So 7-11, heat 1, we're going for trap 5, Ballymac Brogan. Droopy's Latina, trap 3 in the 7.26. Heat 3, I'm going for trap 5, Bubbly Turbo. Heat 4 at 7.59, that's Hold'em Chico, trap 1. That's my nap of the evening. 8.16 in heat 5, I'm going for Stay Loose in trap 4. In the 8.33, Peregrine Falcon in trap 3. Might just be a spot of anti-post value too. A real shocker I'm going for in heat 7 at 8.51 in the shape of trap 5, B up front. And in heat 8 at 9.08, I go for trap 3, Clondotty Alex.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Been a pleasure talking to you, Jonathan. Thank you for all your selections and good luck. And hopefully we've persuaded the masses to head on down to their William Hill shops or tune in to the Derby heats on Sky.
You need a very, very good excuse not to.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.